Concert shit on Instagram.
Because you have it listening to you. You can turn it off.
Nah, my shit is off. I don't have the voice. It's a brand new phone. I don't have...
It's a brand new phone, then it should be on.
No, I don't... I have all of that off. It's configured to how my old phone was.
In Instagram?
So Instagram is listening to you?
In Instagram.
Yeah. Bro, I turned all of that shit off. I got fucking... I got people muted.
Instagram, I said,
thank you, Instagram, for the mute button. God, because if I got to see the same bitch posting herself taking a fucking bath, we get it. Your feet is in a fucking bathtub. Congratulations. You're soaking in your own
nigger.
Filth. What?
You're a foot nigger.
Bro, no. You know
Instagram,
me better than that.
Instagram listens to you, so
no,
it goes off what you
I
like.
Hate,
so
no, there's somebody, it's somebody that I follow. It's not a sponsored
post,
thing.
But I post feet pics.
She does that. There's a, first of all, there's a lot of women who do that.
I don't know any woman that do that.
That's the attention seekers. From what are you talking about? You know bitches that got fucking OnlyFans, promoting their OnlyFans and shit, shaking their ass at 2 o'clock
not,
in the morning for free.
But not their feet.
What are you talking about? That's worse than their feet.
Yo, those lives be funny as fuck. Oh my God.
I ain't gonna hold you. I joined one with you and I was in there cutting ass.
Yeah.
I was in there cutting ass. Like, girl, you out here telling people to go on your OnlyFans, meanwhile your ass look like two raisins.
The new scam on IG is like they'll be on live and they'll have like a spinning they put people's names that cash up their $40 and they spin.
Oh, niggas ain't doing that shit no more.
See,
they do it. They are trying to do that cash. They doing that cash app flip.
Yeah,
you know, if you recommend a certain amount of people, that it gives you money.
No. They're not doing the same old one you're talking about. It's a new one where they on live. And they have people cash out them while they're
oh, the stupid, yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And they spin a wheel on the computer, and winner takes like a percentage of the pot, but not the whole shit.
Because the person's keeping most of that money. They charging people like $15 a spinning shit. Fuck out of here.
$40.
Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Get the fuck out of here. What's the prize, a meetup?
You get a portion of the pot.
You're like,
you spend 40, make 750. If your name lands on the wheel, that's probably fixed. We're recording.
I know.
Alright.
Y'all love Tiggs, man. This nigga's.
This is like episode.
He's like he's like smart dumb.
This is like episode 40.
I swear to God, Eddie, he my favorite person.
I got in trouble for the title last episode.
What, calling out the coons?
Yeah. I got like people DMing me like, yo, you know what the original term coon means?
Okay, you know, do you know the original context of the Confederate flag? Like that dumbass NASCAR nigga
are
who
we
quit. This
we
nigga
wait,
quit
wait, wait.
Because they banned it. They're
wait,
banning
wait.
The Confederate flag. Meanwhile, the nigga got zero wins. What are you doing? You're racing the wrong race, my friend.
It's because the Confederate flag represents losers.
Originally, it just represented the Southern states. That's
well,
about it.
It represented the losing states that lost.
Then people started throwing like deeper shit into it and all of that stuff. But
how do you feel about Yankees? The investigation being open on them cheating.
I'm not going to front. I was extremely surprised. But for them to reopen an investigation that they already did and found nothing on, like...
Can I be honest with you?
I feel like they're looking for excuses now. It's gotten to the point where MLB is intentionally trying to find, like, little stupid loopholes and shit to try to fuck with the season. You seen that they only want to have, like, 50 games
75,
for the season?
But I heard, so that's what I was going to say. I heard, like, they're trying to fuck with the Yankees because the Yankees and, like, a lot of other players are holding up with their Players Association because they're trying to basically offer them the same deal just in a different packaging, basically.
No,
Andrew McCutchen explained it a little bit.
Yes, but the thing about what the Yankees are doing, they're trying to solidify a fucking stadium to play, which might be their spring training stadium in Florida. Cause you really think they're gonna do fans? And if they do fans,
they're not gonna do fans. But the problem is like with basketball.
Oh yeah, they're reconfirmed. They're not
easier,
doing fans.
The basketball is easier to have it at like Disney World because it's basketball is for you need less space for, especially with no fans. It's hard to find a facility.
True.
Where you can have multiple baseball fields in one kind of area.
One, yeah, yeah.
So it's a little harder. Even with football, if football comes back like that, it's a little harder to do that because you can only have a certain
amount
of games per day.
Wasn't the old Raiders stadium was like that? That it was a bit. They transferred it into a baseball field when whoever was playing, and then they transferred it to.
So
a football
it was the
field.
Old Florida Miami Marlins, right? Not the new stadium.
The old
there.
One. The old one.
The new one,
The new stadium is amazing with a shitty team.
With a shitty uniform. Thanks, Derek Jeter.
Yeah. I love you. I love you, though, DJ, but.
Nah, I don't. Jose Reyes was better. Hot take.
Jose Reyes was better at getting injured.
Ah.
Woo.
I sent you a list of
shit. Oh, you heard about they also want to open up an investigation with the Red Sox?
Yeah.
About the racial profiling in the Red Sox.
Or how they
intentionally draft Dominican players. Like, they intentionally go for the stereotypical player.
I don't think that's just the Red Sox either. I think there's a lot of teams that do that.
People were saying that about the Mets, but I was like, it's a little iffy to say that about the Mets for the simple fact that...
You got Pete Alonso.
They've had their quote-unquote token white guy as their main... David Wright was their dude for mad long too.
Fuck, who the fuck?
I always got respect for David Wright.
The black one from last year. Fuck, bro. Fuck, that sounds mad crazy. He came up with Pete Alfonso, and his name started with a D. I forgot, but he's African American. He's a prospect too, homegrown. Fuck, bro. I dead forgot his name, and I feel stupid.
Yeah, you would have to know this because you know I don't keep up with the Mets.
Dominic Smith. There you go.
And no, funny. They people are a little butthurt about the fact that Vegas has the Yankees projected to win the season.
Yeah, I saw Mets was six.
I wouldn't rank them six. Oh wait, you mean National League? Nah. I don't know. That's hard.
It's hard now because Syndergaard's out. This is before Syndergaard.
Who do you have? Phillies. Phillies is number one, obviously.
Phillies, Nationals, Braves is really tough. Marlins,
Cincinnati.
They're not well. National League, I guess, because they're going to divide the top contenders in National League. I feel Philly, Nationals.
What about the Brewers?
Brewers
are going back up there. D-backs. D-backs was nice last season.
Cubs.
No, Cubs.
Cubs is gone.
Cubs is gone.
Frost talk. We didn't do any intro, but it's cool.
Yeah, no intro this time.
42.
You know.
We just jump into shit.
We're keeping it frosty. How we do?
Trying to keep it light.
Keeping it frosty.
You saw Dave Chappelle shit?
Yeah, I fucked with it. It was cool.
I saw it this morning. I like that it was kind of more of a conversation with some punchlines.
It was.
It wasn't so stand up-y.
It reminded. All right. Oh my god! It felt more interviewee.
You think so?
It without the questions.
Okay.
It felt like he was. It was more like he was giving you that feel of you're somewhat in an interview, but he's giving you everything. It was good though. I fucked with it. I liked his last one better. I feel like his last one so far has been his best.
Well,
shit,
I wouldn't even count this as a special. It felt like he just did it because he felt like he wanted that.
Is there any word if they're going to put it on Netflix?
I don't know. That's why I don't feel like it's special. I think he just did it, and Netflix was like, all right, we'll distribute it for you on our YouTube.
Yeah, but he distributed it on his Instagram, his IGTV.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube, Netflix's YouTube comedy account.
Oh, mind you, that was the first time I found out that IGTV goes that long.
Yo, bro, they posted some of the Instagram live battles on IGTV on the Versus page.
Damn, those shits are long. Like an hour and a half. Yeah, those shit's long. Who's the next versus? DMX and Eminem?
I don't know if they confirmed it yet.
Hesitation on that? Because I saw Swiss Beats already
I think it's just the timing of everything going on right now. That's why they pushed Pop Smoke's album back. Shout out to Pop Smoke, his new song, with Rowdy Rebel, actually playing now.
Shout out to Freddie Gibbs for having one of the most underrated yet fire fucking tapes out right now.
You got, we both talked about Sleepy Hollow shit that dropped last week. We didn't talk about because Run the Jewels came out last week.
Run the Jewels
shit was amazing.
It's crazy how Run the Jewels been around for forever and people are now catching up. That's what we was talking about on prior podcasts. That niggas need to respect where the game came from. They need to respect the OGs.
Are understanding now because of what Killer Mike does in the community and like his voice. Is that part of it?
Oh yeah.
Because I don't ever see
Killer Mike Killer Mike is huge for the South.
Yeah, but everybody else knows him because of his voice.
I bet him at a car show in Texas. Him, Swisher House, Mike Jones, and all of niggas, Paul Wall. Man, that was so long ago. You like this song?
It's okay. It's actually my second time hearing it. Let's say I was just in the
album with
shit.
It.
I liked it. Tiana Taylor,
she's gotten a lot better.
Nah, I heard she has an album that's like fire that's in the tuck.
The shit she put out with Kanye was fire.
Danny Hernandez came out with a song. With Nicki Minaj.
Sue Surf got a song with Benny the Butcher.
Someone else who had CeeLo dropped a new song with and T-Pain dropped a new song.
And NLE Choppa has the fucking I haven't listened to it. I will. Oh, you heard that your favorite Australian says she got a kid?
A son.
Yeah. Playboi Carti is Playboi Papi.
No, who I'm talking about? I want to talk about Rumor. Shout out to Rumor, RMR. He went viral with his he redid Rascals like last month, 2 months ago. Remember him? He that country shit where we're talking about the guns and fuck 12.
Yeah.
He dropped the EP yesterday. Fire. Got Westside Gunn on it. Got Future Lil Baby.
Bro, Westside is like
Timbaland produced tracks on there.
Silently taking over.
Timbaland produced tracks on there. But nah, it's good because it's like it's genre breaking, but it's not corny like Lil Nas X. He's saying something, but it sounds more than just hip hop, R&B. Country.
A lot of people are going to get butthurt about that comment, but it's the truth. I'm sorry. Yeah, Lil Nas X is corny. I'm sorry. Congratulations to him and everything he's doing and all that, but I'm personally not going to...
Well, since he came up...
Take my time out.
Let me ask you about this, right? Republic Records got rid of the term urban, like, in their record label. And a lot of other companies are doing the same. They're getting rid of the term urban.
Yeah, but the biggest step to that was Tyler, the Creator, saying sign up the Grammys.
I agree. Facts. But how do you feel now? Do you feel like there should be a push to sign more Spanish and black artists that aren't hip-hop, reggaeton, you know, R&B artists? Like, because there's a million of them.
I mean, it's already... I feel like since last year, we've been on that road.
Somewhat. But even when Lil Nas X tried to shit on him and say it wasn't considered country... And that's not, I wouldn't necessarily say that's hip hop either.
If you listen to, you know what's crazy? If you listen to like current country music, it does try to sound hip hoppy. It's on that verge of being a pop song.
At a certain point too, what do you define?
To me, Old Town Road is a pop song.
That's what I'm saying. What do we even define now as pop? Because there are rap songs that turn pop that aren't meant to be pop songs. They just are popular.
What is the original actual name of that Kiki Do You Love Me shit? What is the name of that song?
Sandra's Rose? What's the name of that song? You forgot too, right?
That's how fucking true it is, my nigga.
What's the name of that song?
Anyways, that song, that Kiki Do You Love Me, when you rap, that's a pop song. Is it not a pop song?
I would say it's a pop song.
It's a pop song.
I would also say it was an album cut that wasn't meant to be a single, but shout out to Shiggy.
Shout out to Shiggy Queens. Yeah, but Shiggy, don't rap, Shiggy. Don't rap.
I haven't heard him try to rap.
Well, he put out a song already.
Oh, for real?
That Shiggy, Wiggy, Uwe, hey, yeah. it's a cool like party song and shit like that. That might be his lane, like catchy party music.
So you heard about your man James Dolan?
That's not. Listen, I rebuke everything that involves James Dolan. Fuck you, James Dolan. You know, y'all know this already.
Knicks
fuck you, James Dolan. I love my Knicks, though. Fuck James Dolan.
He said the Knicks won't weigh in on George Floyd. Dolan tells employees the decision makes the Knicks an exception in a league where players and coaches have called for change on social media and joining protests. Leadership from every NBA. We always will. Dolan rolling. Well, he basically said, it's got nothing to do with us. We ain't saying shit.
He just... No. He basically refused to put out a actual statement about the George Floyd situation.
And then he put out another statement 3 days ago.
And it was some bullshit. It was a stupid. It was some dumbass shit.
So now, if you're a Knicks player, how do you feel about this?
I would feel insulted. But at the end of the day, like, this is my job. That's my boss saying this shit. That's like your company saying something.
And you still got to work there. But, all right, so I didn't see it, right? There's a documentary on the Clippers during the time homie was wilding when the black girl leaked out that he was a racist. I forgot his name.
Was Donald Sterling?
Yeah, Donald Sterling. There you go. I didn't watch it, but it's kind of like similar situations where you have a boss. And the Knicks don't have nothing to play for. That's a little different because the Clippers were playing for a championship at that time.
Listen, that's irrelevant. You have to understand that the Knicks suck, but the Knicks is the number one grossing team in the NBA.
It's true.
So for you to have an owner, I understand he owns, what is it? He owns Spectrum, right? Spectrum Time, yeah. Warner Cable. He owns the Rangers. Does he own the Rangers?
I could look it up. I think so.
I think he owns the Rangers as well, if I'm not mistaken. But it's like when it comes to the basketball shit, bro, he's not speaking for me as a Knicks fan.
Or on behalf of any of the
players. On behalf of my team. Because you have not, you over here playing your little fucking
on the Rangers.
Bullshit with your little whack ass band that nobody knows the fucking name of. And not, come on, man. For all we know, he probably is a racist motherfucker too. It wouldn't surprise me. Honestly.
You know that Starbucks like a week ago said that they support Black Lives Matter, but then this week
they told employees from Black Lives Matter shit. Fuck Starbucks.
Against uniform. But then they have a whole uniform for the gay rights month.
Fuck Starbucks.
I said no. If you're a real New Yorker, you don't do Starbucks. Sorry.
All right. See, if Starbucks did that, like on that level, I'm out. You telling me I can't wear, like, fuck out of here.
What if it's religious? That's your religion.
Nah, they can't. That's against the law. They can't
do that. You got to make that shit a religion, though. You wake up every day, smoke a blunt. So your life matters. That sounds crazy. That sounded crazier than I meant.
So who do you worship? Marijuana?
I tell my boss I have church at 4:20 on Sunday. Can't come to work. It's a true story. Tell my manager that. He understood what the vibe was.
Nah, I told my manager I wanted 4:20 off, and she gave it to me.
Nah, I just said it for a random Sunday.
I don't got to tell you, like, the context of it. If I tell you ahead of time, and you know what I'm saying?
When I request 4:20 off, I usually request it a month in advance, and I'll write it down as the 20th of April.
So there's no bullshit. You knew a whole month in advance. There's no bullshit coming in between that. I'm going to do whatever shifts I got to do before that. And once that day comes, I don't want to hear nothing. Don't call me to pick up a shift. Don't call me for none of that.
They're trying to pass a HERO Act, but it's not going to get passed for essential workers.
But you seen that shit that I posted?
What?
The Breonna Taylor shit? How do you name a law after her when you still haven't
arrested
the people who...
I saw an interview with her mom talking to Angie Martinez and Angela Yee. And that, like, the whole story about thinking about how her shit got pushed back because of George Floyd happening right after. And, like, people not forgetting but not talking about it because another story took place. Like what Chappelle said with his situation where someone by his neighborhood died and then, like, 2 days later, Mike Brown. And that story took the narrative over. So I feel bad for her having to go through that, you know?
It sucks.
And I feel bad for the
You know what? Too. You know what's crazy about that? It sucks, but that's how the media works. That's how people are, quote unquote, programmed to take in information. So whatever the current shit is that's the fresh fuel. I don't know. See, we weirdos. We think outside, not the box. We think outside the fucking factory.
And I don't know if what they said is true, the fact that they said because her being a woman has something to do with it also. I'm not jacking it that far.
Nah, I think it was just so much shit compiled in such a short amount of time. It was just an explosion.
The cops still aren't arrested.
Yeah, that's... you're going to pass a law under her name and...
Just to show face.
bro. That, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like sometimes I'll be wanting to get deep into this, and then I'll get mad because it's really nothing. Like they tell you the same things over a vote, and it's like that don't change shit. Like now, it's not our job to come up with shit. It's like politicians' job. You feel me? Who already were voted in. You see how people are acting. Change shit up. You just don't give a fuck. People are gonna go crazy, riot. Even when I was only for like 2-3 days, but.
Nah, there's still protesters.
They're still protesting, like.
Yeah, they're still protesting.
And then you, as a
There was one yesterday.
There was a
where
yesterday.
Everyone was skating.
There's one in Flatbush and Church today where it's supposed to be like a Caribbean theme one where everybody wearing all black. And then it's like America has such an ego about itself that we can't be touched, and then inside of America, all this bullshit's happening.
That's the quote unquote Americans.
The privileged Americans.
The Americans. I was born here. This is my land. My ancestors were here. Like your fucking ancestors didn't fucking rape and pillage a whole fucking country from fucking Native Americans. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking morons.
Yo.
Fucking meatheads, my nigga. Facts. That's the definition of what a meathead is. Fucking meatheads.
Fucking doofs.
That ass. Talking out they ass, but when you hit them with the facts,
they canceled Cops and they put Live PD on hiatus.
Nah, cancel that too.
Live PD though has a few lawsuits pending because there's a few incidents where they were over exaggerating for the cameras and like they tased a dude for a parking stop or some shit like
that. Yo, you seen the video of all the cops on the fucking on the van and two of the fucking cops fall off? One of the cops gets up and fucking pepper sprays the air. Nobody's around him. He just gets up and pepper sprays the air and runs back to the
pussy.
You think I'm bullshitting you? I'm going to pull up this fucking video right now.
So just say it on the time. Just say cops are pussy.
Yeah, cops are pussy. Right. They think their uniform builds them. That's a bro. That's like a your work superior, your work manager, or your fucking district manager or somebody. They think because that title that they have, they think they're better than you.
No, I'm telling you my situation that happened at work personally for me. Because we're at work, people
feel
like
clock out, we
people feel like they could say something to you or act a certain way and get you to react first so that you can get fired. That's my experiences at work.
You
where they know if I punch them on the clock, they're gonna
You don't have to. You can talk all the shit that you want to talk. They cannot fire you for that.
No,
you
I
could
do.
Say what you could talk your shit. Yeah, you don't got to pop on the nigga.
I told the nigga, yo, that's why your mom got AIDS because his mom had AIDS. You feel me? Like I violated him, made him cry.
Yeah, you dark. You dark.
But then when I told him like, yo, we could just fight right now. He's like, no, let's go outside. Like, no, punch, do something right now. Nigga, this is quiet.
Niggas ain't about it.
Then I transferred. Niggas still talking shit about me. Like I won't just pull up on you. It's cool though, bro.
But it's like I already know you're not about that life. I'm not gonna exert any energy towards you whatsoever.
People that work are like politicians, it's all full of bullshit. And you gotta really press niggas to get shit done. It's crazy.
I don't know.
But yeah, they canceled Cops.
Good.
Yeah, fuck Cops. That shit lasted a man long though, I'm not gonna lie. That show's on for mad long.
For almost as long as The Simpsons?
Yeah, Simpsons 2. It's over. It's over.
Why? Because The Simpsons be telling the future?
Because The Simpsons hasn't been funny since, like...
It's dry humor. You have to...
It's just... They repeat episodes over.
I feel you. So, I always watch more South Park, so.
They was talking about, I didn't shout out Lil Baby's new song, but shout out to Lil Baby. Definitely stepped up in my eyes. Because everybody releasing songs about what's going on right now, to me, is like a little older or seasoned artist. He's the first kind of new wave of artist that I seen do it, so shout out to him. But we got challenged, again, People Podcast, Lox versus Outkast.
And we're supposed to be the Lox?
Yeah. But we can include Jada solo, Styles solo. We got this.
That's
tough one.
Yeah, that's hard. I like it though.
I'm making sure.
Nah, I'm just. I just started thinking of like each song, each of their songs.
Once you play
all
about the Benjis, once you gonna play Hey Ya? See, that's the thing. I say that type of shit, but then he says, "Oh, I wouldn't play Hey Ya," but he's gonna be in a battle wanting to play it because that's one of Andre's bigger songs.
I'm not gonna play that in a battle.
I'm trying to get him to play it.
I'm not gonna play that in a battle. I love you, Andre Three Stacks, but I'm not playing that song in a fucking. Why? Go ahead, throw that on. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for you.
And throw the Jadakiss one on. The Jadakiss this song.
What was? So you talking about any song in their fucking?
The vibes.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. This is gonna be fun. I'm with that. Challenge accepted. Outkast got a lot of good shit though.
We were recording. We talked about MLB, right? We were recording. That was the beginning of this shit. About MLB coming back. We're talking about Yankees.
Oh yeah.
We talked about the contract a little bit. MLB coming back.
Now Kyrie Irving is being a little bitch about the NBA coming back. He's like leading the people who's like against the NBA coming back. He says it feels funny that the NBA wants to come back and like all of this shit is going on and shit like that.
Like they're coming back even if they
but listen, listen, listen.
31st.
Doc Rivers' son, fucking Austin Rivers, put out a statement where basically to sum it up, he said that not everybody in the NBA makes Kyrie Irving money. A lot of people like actually do depend on those fucking those checks.
Yeah.
So they want to come and a lot of nigga. Everybody there loves playing basketball. They want to be able to entertain.
I think that
people and shit like that too. Like
somebody should talk to. I think Kyrie's type of person. He just wants to be different.
But they've already been reports that supposedly Kyrie Irving is like bipolar and shit like that.
Yeah, you told me that before.
It's just like Kyrie. We need basketball right now, man. Do it for the people. We need basketball.
How many players in basketball and football you think are going to kneel?
At this point, probably all of them.
I would say about 90%.
All of them.
Man, no, we'll be right back. He must idolize Rumor, the guy we're talking about. He must idolize the man MF Doom because he does not take his mask off. At all. He said with DJ Mero that when he goes to his label, when they ask for like the ID, he has to call like the CEO down to get him upstairs. Like the first three or four times he was at the label.
I mean, that I don't know. I've always found that to be dope as hell. Like, fuck you, nigga.
It's
I'm
dope.
Not taking my
to
shit
me,
off.
To me, it's dope to do it.
Everybody know what MF Doom looks like.
One, to be from the South and doing it because it's hot. Right? Two, do it in 2020 where no one can look up what you really look like is fire.
Isn't that like, what's her name? The Sia chick?
Sia, yeah, facts. Facts.
That's right. Okay, that's how you say her name, Sia. There you go.
My ex used to love her. Then I bought her tickets for her.
She don't show her face.
No, but then I bought her tickets for her birthday, right? I got the exclusive extra ones where you got like the merch and shit. And we broke up like a week before. But, you know, me being a bigger person, I was like, yo, you can still have the ticket to school. So that's for your birthday, whatever. She didn't go. Now I know why tickets don't pay for dates. Not like, I'm not talking sexual dates. I mean, like, legitimate.
Actual.
Date dates.
Yeah.
Even though you took me to this one of the spots. He does have, I don't know who he takes, but he takes somebody there. But he's like, yeah, I come here all the time with Shorty. I was like, what Shorty? And he wouldn't answer me. But I know. You know now. I don't even think kids listen to this podcast. Yo, the last week we were talking about Reebok dropped their partnership with CrossFit because the owner said some racist shit. Now the owner of CrossFit had to resign, was forced to resign.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Also, Adidas made a statement.
Yeah, I've been hearing about the Adidas.
They crossed out the word racist on their Instagram or some shit. And then a bunch of employees came out saying, hey, y'all niggas is racist. Relax, don't be jacking that. And then they email got leaked out. And then Adidas made another statement saying, we're going to try to improve diversity in our, like, headquarters and shit like that.
So they subtly, like, admitted to it. Bro, basically.
We have the Anna Cooper law in New York now.
Cooper.
You can't call somebody
you can't falsely race. Yeah, you can't make yeah.
It's a hate crime. There were some other laws passed where like Attorney General, he's supposed to investigate internal affairs with the police department. Chokeholds are banned in all of New York State now, like illegal.
And what the fuck was it? I think Tennessee also.
Yeah. And
if a cop sees another cop doing some fucked up shit, they have to intervene.
Yeah, facts.
Like they have to intervene. Like that's a federal law now. They have that's crazy.
And then a bunch of cops are quitting the force.
Bye.
In Minneapolis, they just banned the whole police department.
There you go, Minneapolis. I said Tennessee.
So many places. It's all the same shit. Some New York shit to say.
Yeah.
That's some New York shit. It's all the same shit. It's not a city. It's a city, but it's not the city.
It's not the city. Facts. That's why it's so weird to get, you're a New Yorker, like. Yeah, I'm a real New Yorker. I'm not like I'm not one of these upstate niggas. Those are New York Staters.
Shout out to Buffalo though. Y'all count.
New York Staters.
And Yonkers is like the special ed bro. Yo, is Nicki Minaj canceled?
I told you Nicki Minaj been canceled for like the past 2 years.
She's been having so many number ones lately, so is she really canceled?
Yeah.
I don't think 6ix9ine is canceled.
I don't know with that either.
If at what rate, how long do you think his run's gonna last? A year?
I'm gonna have to say a year.
One more year?
For the fact that, listen, all of this is still fresh. This is what, the second song he put out? Second song he put out? Nicki Minaj is on it, so you're drawing more eyes. And people want to see what it sounds like. You got two cocky songs.
Well, you think they're cocky, but they're going number one.
To whoever. I'm talking about myself. You got two cocky songs, and people are going to listen for maybe like the next four songs you put out, next three, four songs you put out. And depending on how those do, if they're actually good or not, you're falling off the face of the earth.
I think when shit opens up, like you said, it's going to be different. And it's going to be different when Bobby and Rowdy get home. Because I think you're going to see more love and support for Bobby and Rowdy from other artists going hard just to spite 6ix9ine. So you're going to see him on Mad Quavo.
Word. That's another thing, too. I was like, yo, this nigga put out two songs already and nobody's like putting out no music, saying nothing.
Well, Snoop was quiet ever since he called him a snitch.
Nah, Snoop.
Snoop's been quiet.
Snoop was coming at him a little bit.
And then he
told this nigga he need to chill. And
then you got,
I don't know. Maybe he put the call out.
Meek Mill and Future was basically... Well, Future basically was... He made a tweet kind of fake dissing him. And then he was like, I don't have no business in nobody's business but my own. Like, he ain't really no smoke. That's Tig's money.
Industry shit.
What else is going on in the world today, man? These niggas kneeled in the White House with kente cloth. I gotta call them these niggas because I don't really care about who they are.
Oh, the two white motherfuckers.
Well, Democrats, but they don't help me.
To me, that was the most ignorantly white shit.
Here's my first question. In a pandemic,
because I've seen the pictures.
How did they get that so quickly? That's A. That's crazy. That was my first question. Because I ordered some shit on Amazon. It's been on hold for like a month. So.
Nah, I've got my shit in like 3 days.
But Kendrick Cloth is not like. I don't see it everywhere.
Yeah, facts.
You feel what I'm trying to say? So. Who you had whipping that shit up in the you know. Who was picking the cotton for that, huh?
They're politicians. They're
not celebrities.
They put the call out, same day shipping. Just for something that's gonna be on TV, nigga. Come on now.
No, oh, boom.
Shit is a gimmick, bro.
So you know your man Drake got a producer, Noah 40, whatever.
Yo, stop calling him that.
He responded to.
We gonna step outside. You keep calling him.
You can step outside. He responded to push his diss, right? Responded to push his diss. He responded it. He basically was like, you know, kind of a little butthurt about it. He did an interview with Rolling Stone. Let me backtrack. Noah 40, you know, Drake's producer, did an interview with Rolling Stone, where he ranked Drake's, in his opinion, Drake's best albums from, and then he also talked about the diss for Pusha, talking about the 666. And basically, he felt like it wasn't a joke, that was a serious situation, that, you know, his goal is just to raise awareness for MS or whatever type shit. You know, he was soft, like Canadians are soft.
Facts.
So, I think it's safe to say Pusha T won.
He did one. Everybody knows this.
Well, I don't think Drake knows it.
But people always want to throw in that, oh, but who... Who won? Oh, but who's still making number one song? Bro. The greatest mediocre rapper of all time. Then, John Cena of rap.
Akon linked up with Danny Hernandez to do Locked Up Part 2. And I seen little TJ.
There's a lot of people that was hurt.
Dropped a little response like, too many real niggas felt the song for you to do that. I seen Tory Cole like, oh, how come I ain't get the sample?
Who was on the original? Styles P?
Styles P. He responded too. I saw his response.
What he said?
Hold on. After Tory's response, homie from Pretty Ricky, Spectacular, went at Tory.
No, I don't care about what none of these niggas say. So I want to know what Styles P said. Styles P was on the original song, so I want to know what he said.
Akon's my brother, but I haven't talked to him in years. And what they did with the song, he don't care about because... Just because he holds a certain standard of codes, he can't expect other people to hold that same standard. And that he never met 6ix9ine, three different paths.
He do whatever he wants, give a fuck. That's dope.
Piggy. That's dope. Piggy.
There's a lot of pig and more piggies.
Why are cops called pigs?
Because they bacon.
Because we all eat pigs.
Because they fat and they eat garbage. And
how come, like, the stereotype is cops eat donuts? Or is that not a thing no more? Because Dunkin' Donuts is open late. So that's a New York thing?
Probably a New York thing, I don't know. Yeah.
Moment of silence.
There's your man's right there talking shit.
Who?
Me.
This song is fire. Nipsey was supposed to be on this song.
Is your favorite rapper of all time?
Who, me? Yeah. I use Meek as an example a lot from shit. Like when niggas say Kodak Black's bigger than Meek Mill, and I'm be like, there's no Kodak song that hits harder than Dream of Nature's intro.
It's hard.
Meek got songs.
No, Kodak.
Kodak got songs, but like nobody knows Kodak songs except for Kodak fans.
I do.
Except for Kodak fans.
We can go at it.
We can go at it?
Kodak songs?
So what do you... What do you, I don't. What song would you respond to if I played Dreams and Dreams and Nightmare intro? You can go out of those songs. Everybody, you could play that song in a club and everybody sings that song. And right. It's not even a club song right. at all. It's an intro. Right. You're probably even mad artists with intros and shit before Meek that came out, and none of them as popping as that intro. Best intro of all time. No?
I don't know. Best intro of all time? I can't say that. Fire though, but definitely top five greatest intros ever. I'm not saying it's best intro. Sorry.
Kind of find other shit that you want to talk about.
Hold on. We're gonna. I'm looking that up right now.
Best intros?
Yeah.
Like, other than Dreams and Nightmares, I would say Ludacris has some good intros, but I don't remember the names of them. I think he named them all intros. Ludacris, definitely.
My service sucks in here.
Let me see.
Damn, you dead ass. Nah. Wait.
Too deep for the intro.
DNA was an intro? DNA was the intro to Damn?
Oh, it was? My
God. It was.
Other than Too Deep for the Intro by J. Cole, I would say Dreams and Nightmares.
Nah, good morning. No, Kanye, good morning. Oh, so they probably. I don't know why it says that on here.
It's weird that I looked at the list of best rap intros, and they have, what's it called? Get Up 10 by Cardi B, and Holy Ghost by A$AP Rocky. But then linking back to it, Holy Ghost was low-key a good-ass intro for that album. Holy Ghost set the vibe for that album.
3P was the intro? 3P was an intro. That's what I'm saying.
These pictures are awful. Because even, like...
Yeah, but it says 3P Lil Wayne. I know that. It's not an intro.
I don't know.
See? Yeah, good morning. Good morning was fire. 3P
is the intro. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
that's up there then.
Wow.
That's up there
then.
Lose yourself.
Can't knock the hustle. Stop playing.
Niggas don't care about intros no more.
They don't appreciate them. A lot of people.
You don't count. We don't count when I say niggas. I'm talking about the other niggas.
Wait, all right. So let's say the album's first song, quote unquote,
yeah.
is like a little fucking snippet or something.
I mean, no. It's a song after it.
Do you consider the song after that the intro?
The song after that the intro.
See, so that's...
No.
Nah, because I kind of... I would consider that the intro, too.
What song are you thinking about?
No, because I'm thinking about the list, and I'm like, there got to be more songs than that. Then I remember there's a lot of albums that start off with, like, a little...
Those were... I just looked at 20 the top...
20-second fucking...
I looked at the top rap intros. Ludacris puts an intro on every album, though. Like, he put a skit, but then he'll rap, like, a 16 or some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of fucking... Bro, there's a bunch of albums that have, like, little 15, 20-second silly shit, and then it starts.
See, I would count Well, if it's the same song and it's a skit and then it wraps, it starts into the rapping or singing, I would count that as the intro. But if it was just a skit and that's it, I wouldn't count that as the intro. I'll count the song after that as the intro.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yes.
Intros, I guess. I like Nas Queens Get the Money intro too. That was fire.
Nah, you see, there's too many here, man. Straight Outta Compton, New York State of Mind.
That was the intro?
The intro to that, I think, was the train passing by or some shit like that. And then... Ambitions as a Rider, Tupac. All right, 2D for the intro is up here.
This Rumor on West Side is high fire.
Eminem, White America.
That's not hitting, right?
Lil Wayne, The Mob. Kanye West, Good Morning. Ultra Light Beam. Young Thug, Givenchy.
Ultra Light Beam was a pretty good intro, though. Not gonna lie.
3-6 Mafia, sipping on some sister. Oh my God.
Has been a cup right there?
What else we got in here? Ghostface Killer, Nutmeg, Dark Fantasy.
Dark Fantasy was fine too. Kanye,
Jay-Z intro for Meek Mills. Oh, 50 Cent, What Up Gangsta. 50 Cent, What Up Gangsta is number one, look. Number one and number two.
That's crazy. You said top five though.
Yeah. See, 50 Cent shit is the quarter. Or the quarter is fucking falling down and shit.
Yeah, but the song is connected.
Nah, that's... When you have the album, that's number one. And then number two is What Up Gangsta.
Yo, low-key, I think that Ice Cube is going to make some new shit that's going to sound like some old shit. Because he's been tight on Twitter and Instagram, I've been seeing.
I hope so.
It's like Ice Cube is like back on his...
I hope so.
Fuck white people shit.
I hope so. Need that right now.
They was doing the last battle I watched the afterward. I think it was Nelly Luda. They were doing like a after show and they were talking about LL versus Ice Cube. It's fair though.
Did they have beef before?
Ice-T and him had beef, but they squashed it. They did a lot like last week talking about the Black Lives Matter shit.
Ice-T and LL Cool J?
They did a lot last. They had beef before. But they did a live last week, and I think they'd been pieced up. But they were both... Actually, that was dope. They were both talking about, like, you know, shit going on and shit, you know, overcoming their problems because life is short, shit like that.
I feel you. That's dope. I gotta see that. Or listen to it.
Even with Ice Cube and LL, you don't have to keep it music. You could do movies. Movie battle. That's how lit they are, like...
I mean... Cause, yeah... You can, I guess. LL Cool J kind of got like some whack movies.
LL Cool J has a lot of movies that are good classics, though. Like every girl I knew growing up watched Deliver Us from Evil. Forgot about that, right?
He was in Deep Blue Sea. You don't remember that shit with the shark?
Yeah.
These niggas with the fucking smart sharks and shit. Throwback. Yeah.
Were they swimming backwards?
Yeah. It was smart sharks. They killed Samuel Jackson. That's the shit from the fucking, from Dave Chappelle. You ever seen Deep Blue Sea? The shark ate me. A fucking shark ate me. Yeah. That was a dope movie.
Yeah, so you're single now, right?
Yeah.
So can I ask you a question as a guy?
No.
Not for real.
I don't want to answer these questions.
It's just a general question.
No.
It's a general question. When you talk to girls of different races, do you switch up anything at all?
No.
No? Is that a weird question? That's weird? That's a good general question, right? Because I do.
That's you. How about you?
All right, look. There's a difference between talking to, like, you know, a black girl, right? Or then an African American girl, then, like, a West Indian girl, or even, like, a Dominican girl that, you know, doesn't speak that much English type shit. Right? So do you flex your Spanish more type shit?
No.
Because that's what I do. I surprise them.
If I have to talk Spanish, then yeah.
I do. I'm not gonna front. I've switched it up a
if
lot.
I got, yeah.
Bro, I had a girlfriend that hated black people. And she was Spanish.
You're a horrible person. You put up with that?
I'm a horrible person. No, I left that. Because of one comment she made where she said, oh, all babies are cute, even black ones. And Tiggs was right there. We just left the Russ concert.
Oh my God.
Mind you, it's me and Tiggs there at the Russ concert. Right?
What the fuck?
She's drunk out her mind. So.
Jay's confessions.
Tiggs tells her. This is, you could ask Tiggs, he will tell you word for word the same story. Tiggs literally told her, yo, we should chill right here because they're moshing up there, and if somebody jumps on me, I'm going to snuff them. Word for word, that's what he said. So this was Tiggs when he was going through his bad boy days. So she goes, try to run close to the stage, and guess what? A nigga steps on her and mushes her to the floor. So me and Tiggs going over to the nigga. He helps her up like, yo, I'm sorry. I'm like, nigga. And then he bought us a drink and shit. But anyway, afterwards, we met Russ because I got the ones. It was like $50 meet and greet, $25 general ticket. So I was like, I'll spend $50.
Yeah.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
cheap.
It's before he had his first album out. And basically, we left there. And she was just tight because she was drunk. And she was talking about how her friend's baby is cute, even though he's black. Like, when he gets older, he's going to be a little uglier.
Oh, my God.
You feel me?
Oh, my God. She's a horrible person.
It would just feel good when I fuck her, though. It's like...
Jay's confessions.
There was a girl I was dealing with that was, like, fake rich. Like, her dad owned an oil company in, like, Ecuador and Peru. Mad random. She lived in Queens. So, I worked with her, right? And I ended up fucking her. But because she used to get me tight because she had a stank attitude because she had money and people always gave her what she wanted,
she ended up snobby.
I know, yeah, very snobby and very rude. So I pissed on her.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
I asked for permission.
Yo. Oh,
I was doing it as a joke.
God.
I asked as a joke. I was like, you know, let me piss on you. Like, as a joke, literally. And she was like, as long as you can help me clean it up. I was like,
what?
So, you feel me? Changed the sheets afterwards, and that was it.
You're fucking
this
weirdo.
Is the part of the podcast that people kind of secretly like, but hate at the same time.
Nah, they stop listening at this point. They're like, oh, I'm not listening to this shit anymore.
Now, I got a lot of people like laughing with me when I told facts he used to eat pussy to grow that bearded. Because he told me he ate pussy for the first time. On the podcast, he was like, I ate pussy for the first time yesterday. It's like, welcome to the club, bro. Now we gotta get you to eat ass. You know, you gotta stick a finger in the butt when you're eating that pussy. He was like, I don't know about that. And I told him, every girl likes it, even if they say they don't. What happened? See, it's facts. There was no denial there at all.
Yeah. There you go. For real.
You're up.
The dick story.
You're up.
The dick story.
You're up.
Yeah.
No, I don't
yeah,
know.
You show me a picture.
No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, bro. If you had a girl that lets you pee on them, you own them for something. Like, she will never act up with me in public. Ever. She's a rude bitch.
You hear yourself?
She's a rude... Bro.
Do you hear yourself, though?
Rude as in, yo, we go to a restaurant to eat. We have to wait 5 minutes to sit down. She's cursing out the manager. Fam, like, for what?
She's
then we sit down to eat.
She's a snobby, privy... She's one of those.
I know. And that's why now
you,
I own something of her.
And you dealt with it.
Oh, I wanted to fuck. Her titties was huge.
You disgust me.
It was huge.
You disgust me.
She was bad.
This is the last podcast. I'm never hanging out with Jay again. He's a piece of shit.
A few shitty things I do. I do a lot of shitty things. I told this girl at my job, she looks like a bottle of toothpaste that's squeezed out. Because he has a wide back and big ass boobs. I didn't say all that extra shit to her, but. And it wasn't out of nowhere. It was a little roast session.
Was that a heated argument?
No, it was a.
You're up!
We're cool. It was a little roast session.
We'll hit it with the 1, 2, 3 real quick. Yeah, you're an asshole.
I've been getting out a lot, bro. I don't know why. I'm a genuinely nice person.
You're an asshole.
I mean, well.
You and me both.
I have great intentions. This CeeLo song is low-key about just watching people and like, being a creep. Being like the old man on the porch staring at somebody.
That's what he's become.
Hey, bro. So, I think we should end the episode. We got more to say.
Yeah, no, we can end it. Was that it? That was everything? We covered everything?
There's more shit, but we can talk about it another day. Talk about it with Tiggs.
You could do that.
Only other shit Tigulosis. I had. Only other shit I really had was like Vogue owner says she realizes that there's no diversity in her company finally.
How do you just realize?
She just realized it.
You just realized it. What the fuck?
The creator of BET demands like $41 million in reparations or some shit like that. Jeff Bezos was calling out racism on his Instagram. Allen Iverson is going to make $32 million at 55. But I kind of knew that already because of Reebok with his trust fund thing.
You said his trust fund.
Whatever that shit's called. Throwback album of the week.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie, I was listening to the first Carter.
Really?
Yeah.
I listened to the Big Bang, Busta Rhymes.
Nice.
Big Bang Theory. No, it was called the Big Bang, right?
I think it was.
Just the Big Bang.
Yeah, Big Bang.
All right, bros.
We out of here. It's Frost Talk. Until next time. Some bitch pile of monkey nuts.